आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we are discussing the means of ending superimposition. What is superimposition? Dehoham, Jivoham, Kartaham, these are all superimposition. Who am I really? Brahmoham. My real identity is I am Brahman. But we superimpose on that Brahman that I am not Brahman, I am Jeev, I am this body, or I am doer, I am Karta. These are all superimposition. And now Shankaracharya is telling us how to end this superimposition. The means, what to do? Then he suggests, first you ever remain fixed in self. Then he says, if you are a tamasic person, remove it by rajas and sattva, rajas, rajogun and sattvagun. If you are rajasic, try to come to sattvagun. So we have to put in effort to come to sattvagun, that is our job. And the sattva will be also, you can end it by suddhena, by the pure. By pure, you can remove sattvagun also. And then constantly, like we are remembering constantly, jivoham, jivoham, constantly remember Brahmoham, Brahmoham, constantly do that. Continue Sravan Manan Nididhyasan and know that myself is the self of all beings. A Muni does not consider himself as a doer. His gross body, his subtle body is acting in the world, but he is not the doer. See the identity of Brahman and Atman through Tattvamasi Vakya. Continuously remember Tattvamasi, Tattvamasi, identity that my Atman and the Brahman is one and same. Now the question comes, how long we have to do all these things? for last 20 years we are sitting in the class. Karte ja rahe, shravan, 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 swane. Continuously we are doing shravan. This is till the identification with the body is completely rooted out, not even a dream. You should have the dream world you are seeing that I am the dreamer. So long we have to do. Good. Don't forget this Atman even in sleep or when you are in the sense objects. We are always surrounded by sense objects, always. So don't forget Atman. That is why in Bhaj Govindam it is there. Na? Yog ratova, bhog ratova. Yes, chitta. Ramate chimtam. Whether you are in the yog or in the bhog doesn't matter after that, because he is not attached to sense objects. His mind is always fixed with that. Same thing is said here. Always constantly you have to remember that. Then analyze this body. What is this body? He says, mal mansmay bapu. Bapu, this body is mal mansmay. See, its constituents, its origin, and its constituents, all are impure things only. Then how to merge? Next question comes, how to merge? Then he says, like, ghatakasam mahakasa iva atmanam paratmani. Like the pot space, if you want to merge into the total space, infinite space, what we have to do? Mentally dissolve the pot, that's all. Similarly, the Atman and Brahman, what we have to do? Only dissolve the conditioning. Dissolve the conditioning. Dissolve it. He is not saying destroy it. Be very cool. You don't have to destroy your gross body, subtle body. You just have to know that these conditionings are unreal. This way we have to merge. Then in verse number 289, he says, Swa prakasam adhishtanam swayam bhuya sadatmana. Swayam bhuya, you become that what? Sadatmana, as that reality. You are that Brahman, as that reality. Atmana. What is the nature of that reality? Swa prakasam adhishtanam. It is the adhishtan, it is a substratum. And how is substratum is? Swaprakash, self-effulgent. We all need a adhishtan, substratum for any changes to happen. If my body is changing, that means adhishtan is with us. And how is that adhishtan? Swayamprakash, self-effulgent. Swaprakash adhishtanam swayambhuya. You become that. How you become? Just by knowing, that's all. That I am Brahman. Brahmandapi pindandam tejjata malabhandavat. Then after that, pindandam, the whole pind, your body and Brahman. That Ishwar has taken two forms. One is the individual form, other is the total form. Dissolve all forms. Pinda and Brahman, individual and total. And how to give up? Malabhandavat, like unclean parcel. Achha. Then it is said, Chidatmani sadanande deharun ahamdhiya. What is our present position? Ahamdhiyam is in deha. Deha arura. Aruda means? Yoga Aruda, mounted, yes. This Ahamdhi is mounted on body now. Deha Aruda. What is to be done? Sadanande, transfer, shift it. Sadanande, where? In Sadananda. Shift your identification from the body to Sadanande. How is that Chidatmani in the pure consciousness, which is blissful? Blissful consciousness, you sip. Nivesh here. Nivesh means sip. Nivesh karna, invest. Aap apni punji kahan nivesh karoge? Where will you invest? He says your ahamdi should be shifted, your identification should be shifted from your body to pure consciousness, Chidatmani. Then what will happen? Kevalo bhavasada. And after that, you become ever pure self alone. You become pure ever. So our identification with the body is so deep rooted today that we consider ourselves to be body. We consider ourselves to be body. This identification should be totally shifted to Atman. Itne hi kaam karna hai, dekho. Say simple. We are identified with the body. Shift this identification. Detach here, attach there. Bas. So simple. And what is the nature? Sadanand, Chidatmani. Okay. Every one of us considers himself to be either the gross body or subtle body or the causal body. Each one of us should therefore replace our body identification with self-identification. That's all. Itna hi karna hai. Bas. From body identification shift to self-identification. For the nature of the self is pure consciousness, absolute knowledge and ever blissful. When you wake up, your identification with your dream body ends. When the dreamer with his dream body makes a pilgrimage to the waking state, then in the waking mind, the body, the dream mind and body merge. In much the same way, at this moment, we have the firm belief that we are body. Through study of reflection, contemplation and sincere meditation, rise above the subtle body and become one without second at all times. The infinite one, that which is not limited by time or space or any other conditioning of the homogeneous non-dual self. Okay. Verse number 291.
Yatraisha jagadabhasah.
Yatraisha
jagadabhasah. Darpanantah puram yatha. Darpanantah puram yatha tad brahmaham iti gyatva tad brahmaham iti gyatva krita krityo bhavishyasi krita krityo bhavishyasi yatraisha jagadabhasah darpanantah puram yatha tad brahmahamiti gyatva krita krityo bhavishyasi.
What will I get? It is said, krit krityo bhavishyasi. You will experience that the fulfillment of your life. Fulfillment of your life. Kritam, kritam is what ought to be done. Krit, done. Jo karna tha kar diya, khatam. Nothing more is to be done after achieving that. Nothing. Kritya, krityam. Bhavishyasi. Okay, goal is achieved. Fulfillment, total fulfillment. We never got this total fulfillment while we are in object, emotions and thought in the world. We never got that total fulfillment. But once you get that, after that, total fulfillment. Like somebody going to Mount Everest expedition, the expedition goes there and then they put their flag there. Kaam ho gaya. Photo liya and goes to the world. My expedition, my goal is fulfilled. Is not so. But we do not find any such person in the world who will say, kritya kritya, ho gaya mera kaam. Nobody says that. So when that moment will come, when will I feel fulfilled? Then this path 1, 2, 3, the rest of the slope. वर्स से यत्र एष जगदाभास दर्पणांतपुरम यथा तद ब्रह्म अहम इति ज्ञात्वा. इट विल हैपन ओनली ऑन नॉलेज. ज्ञात्वा यू हैव टू नो ओनली व्हाट यत्र देयर वेयर एष दिस जगदाभास द इल्यूशन ऑफ द जगत द होल जगत दर्पणांत दर्पण अंत दर्पण मीन्स मिरर अंत मीन्स इनसाइड मिरर इन द मिरर पुरम सिटी यथा जस्ट है तद ब्रह्म अहम इति ज्ञात्वा द सेम वे यू हैव टू नो दैट आई एम दैट ब्रह्मन. सो दैट इन विच देर इज द इल्यूशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स जस्ट एज द सिटी इन द मिरर दैट ब्रह्मन यू आर नोइंग दिस कृत्य कृत्य भविष्य knowing that you become krita krita full total satisfaction acha gyatva I have many times said in Bhagavad Gita also gyatva has come many times everywhere you have to only do be very careful not kritva nothing is said here to do karma there is a difference between kritva and gyatva. Kritva means you have to do something to attain it. But here, no. Only you have to know. Why you have to know? Because it is already with you. But you don't know. It is already with all of us. But we don't know. So for the knowledge of that, what we have to do? Somebody should tell you, oh, this is the knowledge. It is already with you. Therefore, gyatva. To get that, you don't have to do any action. You don't have to do any action. Okay. So what is Brahman? What is its nature? Then Shankaracharya says, Yatra esa jagadabhasa. Brahman is that where the whole world is reflected. Brahman is that where the whole world is reflected. Brahman is that substratum in which whole world is reflected. He is giving an example. And this reflection is illusion. The whole world is illusion. For reflection, illusion, or one substratum is needed. Like if you want to see sitting in the mirror, mirror is needed. Similarly, the whole world, which is changing and perishable, must have a substratum. And that substratum is Brahman. Then he says, Darpan antah puram yatha. In the mirror, one sees the whole city. Whole city. Like Nagpur, Kanpur, Jaipur. So one person, when he was listening to Nagpur, Kanpur, he said, thought it is very close, Nagpur and Kanpur. Very close. Then he said, Nagpur is very close to Kanpur. But no, no, it is not Nagpur, it is Nag. So they are not close. Okay, Gurudev says this mirror, the quality of the mirror is that it accepts everything, rejects nothing, reflects everything, keeps nothing. This is the quality of mirror. Okay, in mirror nothing is there. Reflection in mirror is an illusion. This is an example. Reflection in mirror is an example. There is nothing in the mirror. Vishwam darpanam drishyamanam nagri tulyam nijir antaragatam pasyan. Whole world is seen you like city is seen in the mirror. Though whole world is in me, but it is seen outside. Whole world is seen inside in the mind, but I feel it is all outside. Is it not so? All illusion. Really there is no superimposition, only adhisthan is there. There is no superimposition, only adhisthan is there. In the mirror, when you are seeing the reflection, actually the mirror only alone is there. Nothing else is there. But the problem is that no one looks at the mirror. Everybody is engaged in seeing the reflection. Koi dekhta hi nahi hai mirror. They all see only reflection in it. For us, what is reflected is more important than the mirror. What is reflected is more important to us. So, adhyas is glamorous, shining, all are engaged in the superimposition. Adhyas, superimposition is glamorous. It is shining. We are all caught in that, in superimposition only. And we all miss the mirror or the substratum Brahman. Achha. We all see Jagat but not Brahman. Who is this Brahman? Here the word has come, Aham. Aham. Tad Brahma Aham. Aham. So Jagat is superimposed on Brahman, and that Brahman is me. That Brahman is me. If I know Brahman as my own self, krit krityo bhavishyati, bhavishyasi. You have to come to this stage. I am that Brahman. But if your knowledge is that Brahman is there and Jagat is reflected in that, it's not complete. If you think Brahman is different from you, in which the whole world is reflected, then your knowledge is not complete. You have to know that Brahman is Aham. Aham Brahma Gatva. Then you become Kritya Kritya. This is Advaita Vedanta. There is no Dvait. We all are that Brahman. Nature of substratum and nature of Brahman, nature of reflection is totally different. Nature of substratum Brahman and the nature of the reflected thing is totally different. Gurudev writes, there is a lateral inversion. Right is left, left is right in mirror. घर में जाके करके देखना, यू रेज योर हैंड देन यू विल फाइंड इट उल्टा है. नाउ आई एम फेसिंग ईस्ट, इफ द मिरर इज देयर यू विल फाइंड यू आर फेसिंग वेस्ट. इज इट नॉट सो? इफ मिरर इज फेसिंग वेस्ट एंड आई एम फेसिंग ईस्ट, द रियली आई एम फेसिंग ईस्ट बट द मिरर रिफ्लेक्शन इज फेसिंग. In the mirror, you will find that your right hand actually on this side, and mirror right hand will be on that side. Then, nature of Brahman is infinite, formless. Jagat is finite with form. See the difference. Nature of Brahman is infinite, and the Jagat, which is reflected in Brahman, is finite. Brahman never changes, but Jagat is all continuously changing. Continuously Jagat is changing. Nature of rope and snake are different. Rope is inert, but the snake is living. See, dekho, hum log jaan dal diya usme. Rope is inert, but the snake is living. What a delusion. We put life in rope. This is play of delusion. Jagat is powerful. We are lost in Jagat. We have lost substratum Brahman also. Kuch bhi nahi hai hamare paas mein. Nothing is there. We don't know Brahman also, and we really don't know the real nature of world also. We are so deluded. See, if I know, then I become krit-kritya, totally fulfilled. So here Gurudev writes, during sadhana, when the merger with the Supreme is not complete, the perception of the world of objects will distract and disturb the sadhak. During sadhana, objects of the world will disturb you. It will come again and again. Though in fact it has no existence whatever, its existence is as real as that of the reflection of a city in a mirror. The reflection in the mirror looks exactly like the object reflected, but there is a lateral inversion of the object, that is, the right side looks as if it is the left side. Also, if you are facing east and looking at the mirror, your image will be facing west. Whenever your attention is drawn toward the world of object, think of its unreal nature. Always think that the world is unreal. It is changing. It is negated. It is not permanent. The world is nothing but the reflection of Brahman having no reality apart from it. The world itself has got no reality. It is depending on Brahman. If the substratum is not there, the whole world will collapse. If Atman is not the substratum of my body will collapse. The difference between Brahman and the world of object is the lateral inversion. Consciousness is infinite, the world is finite. See the differences. Gurudev says, consciousness is infinite and world is finite. Consciousness is all bliss, the world is all pain. Consciousness is all perfect, the world is extremely imperfect. But for these differences, in fact, it is the world. Thus, having apprehended I am Brahman, in which there is but the illusion of the universe, come to enjoy the sense of supreme fulfillment in life. So now, how to remove this ignorance? This is, have you seen any drama? Drama dekha? And that time there used to be drama, no cinema was there at that time. Drama on the stage. So he gives an example of an actor. Next verse, 292.
Yat satya bhutam nijarupam adyam. Yat satya bhutam nijarupam adyam. Chidadvayanandamarupamakriyam tadetya mithya bapurut srijeta tadetya mithya bapurut srijeta sailusavadvesham upatamatmana
Satya
bhutam nijarupamadam chidadvayanandam arupamakriyam tadetya mithya bapurut srijeta sailusavadvesham upatamatmanah.
Yat satya bhutam nijarupam adyam chit advayam anandam arupam akriyam tad etya attain that. What is to attain? Again, the Atman adds qualities. So Shankaracharya is giving us the qualities, the nature of Atman in practically all verses. So, yet that which satya bhutam means intrinsically one's own essence. What is this Atman or Brahman? My own essence. Nijarupam, one's own nature. Adyam, intrinsically, chit, absolute knowledge, advayam, non-dual, anandam, bliss, arupam, formless, akriyam, beyond activities, tad et, you attain that which has got all these qualities. Advayam, anandam, arupam, akriyam. So attaining that which is intrinsically one's essence, which is absolute knowledge and bliss, non-dual, which is beyond all forms and activities. So nature of Atman is that, Satyabhutam, it is my own essence. Nijarupam, that is my nature, it is absolute knowledge. Advaya, anandam, arupam, akriya, tadetya, attaining this nature. Attaining this nature means what? Knowledge of that is attainment. Knowledge of Atman is attainment of Atman. Knowledge of your own essence, only jnatva, is attainment. Achha. Like the knowledge of gold chained around one's neck. Atma tu satatam prapta api apraptvat avidya tanna se praptvat bhati swakanthabaran yatha. Have you studied this? Atmabodh. There in Atmabodh. Swakanthabaran yatha. And Gurudev used to say beautifully, a lady is wearing the necklace which was given by her husband on first marriage anniversary. After that he never gave. So she was, that was very precious for her. She somehow lost it. She was searching whole house. She could not find that necklace. When the husband came in the evening, he saw the stale face of wife. What happened, darling? I said, this has happened. I have lost the only one necklace you gave me. And he said, you are wearing. See? Gyatva. Now wife has to do nothing because already she has got this necklace. Similarly, we have to only know it. Atma tu satatam prapta. It is always with us. But it is api apraptavad avidya. Because of avidya, ignorance. I don't know it is with me. Tannase praptavad bhati. The moment you remove that avidya, praptavad, it is there. Swakantha avaranyata, like a necklace in your neck. Okay, mithya bapu utsrijet, you should give identification with the mithya bapu. Bapu means the body. How is this body? This body is false. So after attaining the knowledge of self, you should give up identification with the body. भाई दो में से एक चूज करना है. डू यू वॉन्ट समथिंग चेंजिंग पेरिसेबल नॉट गिविंग एनी जॉय और यू वॉन्ट आत्मन विच इज परमानेंट एवर ब्लिसफुल अद्वय. तो वन शुड सीज टू आइडेंटिफाई विथ फॉल्स बॉडी. बॉडी इज मिथ्या. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ मिथ्या? That which is staged in one period of time. Sat, Asat and Mithya, Tattvabodh. Sat means that which is staged in three period of times. Chair is Sat. What is Sat? Only one thing is there in the world which is Sat. Brahman is Sat. Atman is Sat. Other than whatever name is taken, sote sote bol do, Mithya. What is Asat? Asat is that which is not there in three periods of time. Like sky flower, horn of a rabbit, asat. So, but in the world we find something which is limited in time. Sat is there which is always there in three periods of time. Asat means that is not there in three periods of time. But the whole world is limited in time, therefore we call it mithya. Mithya doesn't mean it is not there. It is there, but it is limited in time. It is changing and perishable. Mithya. So, do you want permanent thing or temporary thing? You want permanent, so you have to disidentify with permanent and identify with impermanent. That is what we have done. So we have to identify with the permanent, disidentified with this. We are now identified with this, disidentified with Atman. Achha. How? Sailusvat vesam upatam atmanah. Sailusvat. Sailusvat means like an actor. Vesam upatam atmana. Vesam means the mask. Upatam means exhumed. Atmana, his. Like the actor who relinquishes his dress and makeup. Sailus. Sailus is an actor. Before going to the stage, you will find in the normal dress. After coming back from the stage, he will again leave everything and is a normal person. But during that acting time, he will wear a dress, wear a mukut, give so much of makeup that you can't recognize also. Can you recognize a Kathakali actor? All color change. You can't. So much of makeup. Or, if your height is to be raised, they will put a crown, a long crown. You look like you have gained height and all that. Sadhu's word. But the actor knows he is not really king. He is acting as a king. He knows. But those actors can understand Vedanta very easily, you know. They know. They have wear this dress. But they don't come to Vedanta class. Why? Because they have got no time. They are so busy. Highly paid. They have got no time for Vedanta class. But they will understand very well. Same way, we are also wearing dress of panchakos. If we want to see who we are really, then we have to drop Bapu. Drop Bapu, identification with the Bapu we have to drop. After acting, actor behaves normally. If we behave like in play, then the people will say he is crazy. Is it not so? Even after coming down from the stage and he said, I'm still Raja. What people say? Pagal ho gaya hai. Isko nasa chad gaya hai. No, no. So we are Satchidananda, Satya Bhut Chit Advaya Ananda Roop Arupam Akriyam. Therefore give up identification with the course and Jagat. Understand our real identity. We have to just disidentify. Attaining that which is intrinsically one's essence, which is absolute knowledge and bliss, non-dual, which is beyond all forms and activities, one should cease identifying with the false body, like the actor who relinquishes his dress and makeup. Just think on this. Where are we identified? What is its nature? And permanent thing is also available. It is with us only. And what we have to do, attaining means knowing, that's all. If you come to know that Atma Tattva, it is attaining. I will not say more than this. Knowing is attaining, always remember this. Knowing is realization, know this. So break up your makeup. We are learning this from Tattva Bodh, in Atma Bodh, Vivek Chudamani, Upanishad. We are learning this thing. What is Atman? What is Anatman? Its nature. We know it clearly. But now we have to abide in it. But innermost problems is ego. Root cause of identification with the gross body, subtle body is ego. Root cause is ego. So Shankaracharya is attacking ego. People have a lot of problem with the ego. Ego is so much bloated. Thoda sa ek prak. They feel very hurt. Burst ho jata hai immediately. So Shankaracharya is attacking ego. Ego is also not permanent. It is changing and fleeting. It is momentary. Shankaracharya is telling us in the next verse. But let me read what Gurudev has said about this verse. All joys known to me in my daily life are because of me and the objects of my liking. The Supreme Self is infinite joy, which is the very nature of the Self, not arising from any other object. We get sukh from the object, thinking that we are getting joy from object. But the bliss or the joy of that Self, it's its own joy. Advaya Ananda. This consciousness is the formless, unlimited, unconditioned by anything. It is all-pervading and without any activity, for activity is not possible in the all-pervading. Where will he act? Thasa-thas bhara hua hai. For action you need space, na? Other than him there is nothing there. There is no space for action for Brahman. With what will he act? Brahman has got no gross body, subtle body and causal body. Therefore, he cannot act. What is there to be acted upon? There is nothing other than Brahman in this world. So, on whom it will act? In the perfect, where are the desires? Where are the desires, the impulses behind every action? In perfect, there is no desire. Kritya kritya, he is fulfilled. And desire arises in intellect. Intellect is a part of subtle body. There is no subtle body in Brahman. There is no question of desire in him. The all full has no sense of imperfection, and hence there is no desire to be fulfilled through actions. This is what we are discussing in our chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Actionlessness will come when there will be desirelessness. How the desirelessness will come? When there will be vasanalessness. Having reached this great goal, rise above the false notion, I am the body, like an actor in a drama. When an actor plays the role of king on the stage, he wears a crown on his head, a false beard, a mustache, and orders everyone about. But when the makeup is removed, he emerges from the backstage free and relaxed. He is now his own self, not the king whose part he played on the stage. Before, he was so and so, after so and so. Similarly, Atman, the self, you are. But because of the dress of the body, you identified with it and play the part of the stupid fool in the world. Only Gurudev can say that. Atman, the self, you are, but because of the dress of the body, you identified with it and play the part of the stupid fool in the world and behave like one. And you act your part so beautifully that you forget your real nature. And then a guru has to come and advise you, you are not this. Now in true meditation, you undress yourself. Undress yourself in meditation. Slowly, slowly, we withdraw our attention to gross body from outside, from gross body to subtle body. From subtle body, we try to reach Atman. Subtle body to Atman. Subtle body includes prana and mind. So we come to prana first. From prana, we come to mind. From mind, we see the thoughts. And from that seeing the thought, we go to the illuminator of thought. And that is consciousness. This is the method we are following. You undress yourself and come to live your original nature as the pure infinite self. Now, Shankaracharya is saying the perceived I factor also is false. Jivoham or Dehoham or Kartaham is false.
Sarvatmana dresham idam rishaiva.
सर्वात्मना दृश्यमिदं
नैवाहमर्थ क्षणिक स्वदर्शनात् नैवाहमर्थ क्षणिक त्वदर्श जानाम्यहं सर्व इति प्रतीतिः जानाम्यहं सर्व इति प्रतीतिः कुतोहमादे क्षणिकस्य सिद्धेत् कुतोहमादे क्षणिकस्य सिद्धेत् सर्वात्मना दृश्यमिदं ऋषैव नैवाहमर्थ क्षणिकत्वदर्शनात् जानाम्यहं सर्वमिति प्रतीतिः कुतोहमादे क्षणिकस्य सिद्धेत्
सर्वात्मना इन दैट एब्सोल्यूट in that absolute or from the standpoint of absolute drishyam idam mrishayeva drishyam drishyam is the jagat idam this drishya whatever we are seeing is mrisha unreal eva indeed the objective world drishyam is quite unreal from the standpoint of absolute from the standpoint of absolute this world is unreal So if you think properly, whole drishya is false, mithya. Not only the drishya is false, na eva aham artha chanikatva darshanat. Na eva, neither eva, verily aham ego. Artha real, chanikatva darshanat, for it is seen to be fleeting. He says, not only the world is unreal, your ego is also unreal. What is the hetu? What is the proof? Chanikatva, it is momentary. It is changing. It is fleeting. Achha. So neither is the ego real, for it is seen to be fleeting. So both drishya and ego, drishya means the whole world, whatever is seen with wife, organs of perception is unreal, but ego is also unreal. But the difference is only this much: drishya, jagat is outside, ego is inside. World is outside, ego is inside. This is the difference. What is the definition of jagat? Jayate gacchate tishtati iti jagat tika. Very good. Jagat starts from vritti in the mind. Thought in mind and up to Brahmand is jagat. Jagat starts from vritti. Thought in mind and it extends to the whole world. Because vritti is also seen. Na? All the thoughts are also seen. So in our day-to-day transaction, we perceive many things, many objects. Objects change, but the knower of the object, aham, is relevantly little bit permanent. Remember Upadesar. Vritti is two type. One is the idam vritti, another is aham vritti. Idam vrittis are continuously changing, but aham vritti relevantly is more permanent. More permanent. But this ego is also changing. Shankaracharya is saying, because it is chanikatvat, because it is momentary. Shakti dvayam hi mayaya vichhep avritti rupakam vichhep shakti lingadi brahmandantam srijet. Who has created this thing? Shakti dvayam hi mayaya. Two shakti of maya. One is the vichhep shakti. And one is the avaran shakti. Veiling power and projecting power. Veiling and projecting power. This belongs to Maya. विक्षेप शक्ति लिंगादि ब्रह्मांड से विक्षेप शक्ति क्रिएट फ्रॉम लिंगादि सटल स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द वृत्ति टू ब्रह्मांड क्रिएटेड बाय माया. सो होल दृश्य फ्रॉम लिंग शरीर फ्रॉम द माइंड फ्रॉम द वृत्ति टू ब्रह्मांड इज दृश्य. फ्रॉम वृत्ति टू ब्रह्मांड एवरीथिंग इज दृश्य इज सीन. Everything is seen. Ego is also chanic. It changes. It fluctuates. Sometimes ego is strong. Sometimes it is weak. Sometimes it is hurt. Sometimes it merges. It is not there at all. When? In deep sleep it is not there. Ab batao, ego is chanic or not? Is it changing or not? Yes, it's changing. Acha, sometime I am speaker, but the moment the class is over, I am no more speaker. Khatam. If you are teaching in Balbiar, you are Sevak Sevika. The moment the class is over, you can't say I am so and so. No. It changes. Therefore, it is said, it is mithya. Mithya is that which does not remain same at all times and subject to negation. Janami aham sarvam iti pratiti kutaham ade chanikasya siddhet. Janami aham. Now this ego which is chanik momentarily, it says, I know everything. Lo. I know. Koi baat karo. I know. Chup karo. I know. Who is saying? Your ego is saying, I know. जाना में भी स्वर्वम इति प्रतीति ऑल दस परसेप्शंस कुत अहम आदे हाउ द ईगो एटसेट्रा क्षणिकस्य विच इज मोमेंटरी सिद्धयेत बी ट्रू कैन नॉट बी ट्रू. आई नो एवरीथिंग हाउ दैट कैन बी. ओके वी से आई नो ऑल थिंग्स बट नोअर ईगो इज चेंजिंग. इफ ईगो नोअर इज चेंजिंग then how it can be ultimate knower? You see, slowly. Shankaracharya is taking us to the Shuddha Aham. Idam Vritti, Raman Maharshi. Idam Vritti, Aham Vritti, Shuddha Aham. So he is now talking about Aham Vritti. In the next verse, he is going to take us to Shuddhaham. So he is saying how this momentary ego can claim that I know everything. There are actually two eyes. One is the ego, another is the Sakshi. To a great extent, our ego is strong. I am Jeev, the strong ego. But Sakshi is the illuminator of Jeev Bhav also. Who is the illuminator of Aham Vritti? Sakshi is a man do not know this cause. We all do not know this Sakshi. Okay. So there is one more entity who is seeing ego. Ego means Ahankar. That is Sakshi, and that is the final knower. So the ego which is claiming that I am knower is false. What is the definition of ahankar in Tattva Bodh? Aham karta iti ahankara. Aham karta iti ahankara. I am the doer. This ahankar is also limited, it is finite, it is seen, it is momentary. Therefore, this should be given up and analyze who is the illuminator of this I also. This we will take up in our next class. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Next Sunday time is changing. 7th